Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. This is one of our fireside chats, and with me I have none other than Vince Florio, probably the father or grandfather of OSR podcasting. Yes, you didn't know how I was going to intro you, Vince, but there you go. We're going to call you the grandpa of OSR podcasting.
Well, that's I'm honored by that, but I don't take that title. I will take the Supreme Chancellor of podcasting. How's that?
Oh, the Supreme Chancellor of all right. Well, okay, Grandpa. We'll remember that. We'll remember that.
So no, I take no credit.
You should take credit because and folks, if you listen to old school gaming podcasts, especially if you've done it over years, not just with this whole Anchor explosion, with Anchor certainly changed the way you can podcast. It made it a lot easier for the average layperson to get involved. But mm-hmm. Vince was podcasting when this shit wasn't easy to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Right.
Yeah.
So, Vince, when did you start podcasting?
2006.
So we're coming on 40. You've been podcasting longer than I've had the Tank Cars Tavern blog.
You started in around that time frame, probably
2010, I believe.
Oh, wow.
2009. Sorry, 2009. So you've been doing it for longer than I've been actively involved in the OSR community.
Yeah, my first excursion to podcasting was actually D6 Radio. It was for West End Games back when Eric Gibson actually owned the company.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I did the podcast for West End Games. It was, I guess, I don't know. It wasn't official. Like, I wasn't getting paid by him, but it was endorsed and promoted by West End Games as the official D6 podcast for West End Games. So.
See, that's something I never even knew about. Now, that's actually pretty exciting. Now, what made you consider podcasting in the first place? Well, I kind of might know the answer to that one, but let's hear it from you.
Being in radio for quite some years back in the 90s, I really enjoyed it. I was on a Sunday night shift in New York, the late night shift, 11 p.m. to like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
Nice.
And I really enjoyed that, but I didn't pursue it enough to get anywhere in it. And obviously, radio pay is just utter crap.
Oh, God. So, yeah. Can you even consider it a second job? Probably not.
Maybe. I don't know. I know I used to get in trouble a lot because I would be like drinking and eating chips a lot of the times. And that's how, and you've ever done a podcast with me and I'm always like, don't drink, don't eat, don't make the.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would get the talking to all the time. I'd be like, from the station manager, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, what? I know how to use a kill switch, dude. You can't hear me chewing anything. And he'd be like, pull up the episode that I just did or whatever. And he'd be like, what's this noise? I'm like, that's not me. And I got that a lot. So
it wasn't me, dude. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. No.
No. I can just see like Nixon shaking his head. Sorry.
I'm not a crook.
I'm a DJ, damn it. All right, so you came in with D6 Radio in 2006. What made you expand to actually being a network of shows?
Well, within that year of 2006, I had started getting back into White Wolf games. Vampire,
okay. Yeah.
Demon the Fallen, things like that. And I found that it was fun. So I was like, there's no White Wolf podcasts. So I actually had looked around and I found a guy over in England named Mark. And we got together. It was really weird because I'd get home from work and it was around like 6 o'clock at night and he'd be at like midnight at his place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he was the get on his computer and he would be rocking the Barbie sing-along mic.
Oh, Jesus.
Because that's what he had. I have no idea. I don't remember the story behind that. I think he had like a niece or something that left it over his house. And it actually worked really well for a really cheap kid's microphone.
Really?
So, yeah. So we did that podcast. And then we had wound up getting like tons and tons of artists and writers. We had Chuck Wendig on there for quite a lot of episodes. Like, he was like a number one guest on the show who would pop up here and there. You know, we had David Hill on there, David Hill Jr., I should say.
Okay.
He was on there a lot as he was a good friend of mine who was on there a lot. I mean, we had Eddie Webb on there, who worked with White Wolf at one point. And we became like an unofficial podcast for them, and they appreciated us, and you know, they gave us little news bits here and there. And when we had Eddie Webb on, who was working with them at the time before it went to CCP and then at this Onyx Publishing, I have no idea where they went.
I used to be able to follow the lineage, I guess, or the
I can't anymore.
I can't. Some of these properties change hands so many times, it's hard to keep track.
So, yeah, I was doing that for a while, and I was just like, you know what? I have two podcasts now. So, I need to start organizing this so people can listen to two of them when they need to listen to, like, you know, I want to have a network. So I started gathering up a network. And then from there, we had the Exalted podcast for a while, which a guy did an Exalted RPG podcast, which joined our network. And then I guess that would lead me for a couple of years into that. And then around 2009, around the end of 2008, I started talking to Jason Elliott about doing an Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. I went to the Dragon's Foot Forum, and I was just like, hey, I want to do a podcast about 1E. Anybody interested? And I had like everything set up and ready to go. And then Jason was just like, boom, emailed me, and I was on the phone with him that night, and we were talking about it. So then there was that third podcast.
and that's funny, because like I mentioned before, 2009 is when I kicked off the Tavern. And it seemed like there was a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts going on in that year when it came to OSR Gaming. Mm-hmm. That was when I actively started participating in the OSR, hitting the forums, hitting a lot of the blogs right out there. I'm not even sure if podcasts were even on my radar at that point.
Probably not. I mean, there really wasn't a lot of big podcasts back then. I think like the Tome was the biggest show back then with Jeff Greiner. I think his name is Greiner.
The Tome Show, right?
Yeah, the Tome Show. And then they had D20 Radio, which was Order 66 with Chris and Dave. They did the Saga edition of Star Wars.
Okay.
So they were around. There really wasn't, I mean, there were podcasts, but there really weren't that many. And as far as actual plays were concerned, there was a lot of them out there, but they were just basically people who threw a recorder down in the middle of the table and just recorded that way.
Right.
I mean, the quality wasn't that great, but, you know, you had something to listen to at that point.
And that, it makes sense. I mean, there's certainly been an evolution in podcasting.
Certainly has.
Yeah. And I will blame a lot of it recently on Anchor, and Anchor has brought a lot in. When you get a lot in, you get some good, you get some mediocre, and you get some shit. Usually the shit doesn't last very long.
Well, I mean, the last time we spoke about this, I had some controversial comments about it that pissed off quite a few people. And you know what? I never specifically said anybody's name, and I never gave any example, and people came after me about that. And dude, I never said your name, and I never referenced your name. So why are you attacking me?
Because obviously they had an issue with the quality of their podcast and said, you know, probably going, he's got to mean me. And here I'll be devil's advocate. Their podcast was actually probably so poor, it never came up on your radar because you probably never listened to it.
Probably. I mean, I listened to a handful when people started exploding out with Anchor, and I was just like, all right, you know, listen to it. Didn't care, whatever, and moved on. I mean, I'm not the person that's going to vindictively go after someone's podcast because I don't like the sound and quality. Me, right. It's I listen, I don't, I, you know, I give it a fair chance. I'll listen to the first one and I'll listen to the latest one. you know, to compare, because people do improve over time, and people do have bad days, bad podcasts, bad recordings. It's just all part of radio and recording. So I'm just like, all right, I'll listen to one and I'll listen to the current. And if the audio is exactly the same as it was, shit, then I'm just going to be like, delete and move on. I'm not going to sit there and go, I can't believe this guy on my keyboard. His audio is so fucking, you know, no, I don't really care. I just move on. I'm an adult.
Well, and I'll have to say, too, that's the great thing about podcasting at this point in its evolution is that there's a plethora of choices. I mean, you can find the podcast that fit what you're looking for. You're not going to be stuck listening to a podcast that maybe you listen to because occasionally you might find something enjoyable, but at least it's background noise to occupy your time when you commute. Now there's enough out there that you can find pretty much exactly what you want if you give yourself a chance to listen to stuff and find them.
Yeah, you can go and find a ton of things by just Google searching them, and you probably will find just about everything you can. I would say a lot of the older stuff, no. Newer gaming stuff, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the podcast that I first listened to, gaming-wise, because I think I listened to some tech ones before that, because tech ones are always important. well, you know, when you're trying to figure out how to use your phone, and it's like, oh, there's a tech network. Oh God, what the hell was this? It's probably still out there. I don't listen to it anymore, but it had all these shows for Androids and Macs and all. You could listen in for an hour, an episode once a week, and you could definitely find what you were looking for. Like we're looking for, I don't know, original edition D&D or first edition D&D, but you could find what you wanted from this one network. But Happy Jacks was introduction to, and I don't even know if they're still around.
They are. I've seen them here and there, but yeah, they're still going strong.
I used to enjoy it because not for their gaming knowledge, because I still remember when Tappy defined what the OSR was, and I almost pulled my car to the side to start screaming because he had no fucking clue. And I think that's why they let him off the show in the end. Is that because Tappy would just talk out of his ass, and it's like, oh, nobody knows what it is. Well, then I do. Give me attention. And but it was something that I could have going into. It was almost like that show was almost like sitting in a bar, listening to other people argue. Which when I was listening to them argue about UFOs at my local pub one afternoon, I was like, wow, this is like Happy Jacks. There's a lot of people with no knowledge, but everybody with an opinion. I was like, damn. But yeah, like now backing up a little bit, how many OSR related shows do you have on your network?
Well, let's think about this. Do we count the actual plays or?
Well, yeah, count them all.
As far as just regular discussion rulesy, you know, talk about things, there's only like three active or semi-active ones right now. I mean, RFI obviously is gone. We put the nail in that coffin in July, so that's gone. Save or Die is here and there as far as shows, and I don't, it's just the way, I guess, scheduling, or I don't know what's going on with them. I know they do it whenever they can, and I think people are just happy with that, and I'm happy with that. I don't really care. Let them do whatever they want.
Right.
That Goes Hammer is always really friggin' busy. I know Brian's schedule, DM Brian for That Goes Hammer, is always working, so he records like a whole shit ton of episodes, and then he records them, I mean, edits them, and then throws them out when he can. I know some people were saying, why does That Goes Hammer saying Merry Christmas? It's the middle of summer. I'm like, I don't know. That's just the way they sometimes do it. Yeah.
They do it when they can.
This is a hobby, and we all do it in our spare time. So it's not like we're all professionals here. Nobody's a professional. We just do it at a labor of love. So whatever.
Right. I mean, Just like the rest of the OSR, you're not going to get rich podcasting.
Yeah. No, not at all. Unless you're a big name, you know, out there like Adam Carolla or something like that, then you have the number one podcast everywhere.
Right. Well, it's, and that's the, sorry, let me rephrase that. Just like you're not going to get rich from publishing in the OSR, you're not going to get rich from podcasting in the OSR.
No, not at all. So back to your question. So we have the three shows there. We had the classic Face Rip podcast, which I was doing for a while as well, but we put that on hiatus because I was kind of getting a little burnt out on that show, and it really was just basically turned into a whole what's the community building now podcast. And I don't know, people started complaining, you guys don't talk about rule enough. So I said, well, how about if we don't talk about anything at all then? And we kind of put that on the shelf because we were both getting frustrated with that, because we were doing, basically we were talking about the supplements that these guys are building as far, or designing, I should say, in the community. And it was fun because we break it down, we would talk about it, and we're like, well, you guys talk about that thing. Okay, then how about we talk about nothing? And we kind of just shelved it for now to take a little bit of a break. So I do have the actual plays that I do over at rollhighordie.com. And we have right now running, let's see, we have my Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1E podcast, World of Arcanus. We have our Shadowrun 5E podcast, which is called Shadowrun Fatal Error. We also have a Palladium podcast for Dead Rain, which is Dead Winter, we call it.
Okay.
Star Wars Fall of the Order, the Star Wars Universe podcast, Star Wars D6. And I'm trying to think of the, we did play Ghostbusters D6 for a while. We put that on the shelf after playing that.
Well, that wasn't, I don't
think
there's
anything else that was active. No, I think that's about it.
And then, of course, there are the numerous podcasts that have had the lifespan, but I'm sure they're still up there. Here's a good question, actually, because I don't even know the answer to this one. When a podcast in your network terminates, seems like too strong a word, is put to sleep. It's still a strong word. But in any case, are the old podcasts still generally findable on podcast catchers, or are they pulled, or I don't even know.
So we have two different types of podcasts on my network. I have podcasts that are network based, and then there's podcast affiliates. The affiliates are the ones that are like, you remember when we had Spellburn, and we had the Castle and Crusader podcast, the Crusader podcast on our network, and then the Dead Game Society. Those were all affiliated with us. They would just use our bumpers, and they would just promote the other shows on the network. That was the only thing, the only deal with the affiliated ones was you use our bumper, and every once in a while you're like, hey, why don't you check out some of the other fine podcasts on the network, or play our promos for there. And that was it. Nothing else. You had no other obligation. You could talk about pooping on the toilet for all I cared, because it's your podcast. The podcasts that were done by our network, which is like, you know, Roll for Initiative, Save or Die, Classic Face Rip, That Goes Hammer, those are all hosted by me using my websites, using all my stuff. They basically just provide the recording to me and I do the rest. So
That's
the difference. The ones that have been retired, as you so to speak, that are part
of... Bless you, Donka.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, that's a dog. I thought you were laughing.
No. It's a dog sneezing.
Bless you.
Yeah, bless you, young lady. All right, so yes, the ones that have been put to sleep.
The ones that are put to sleep stay available for those that really want to listen to them. I think there was only one that I didn't keep up with, and that was the 5E podcast that we had done. So,
okay.
I terminated it completely, so.
No, because...
and Brainstorm disappeared too, because I didn't renew the URL, so...
Because that's the one that people often ask me about. Oh, the Brainstorm podcast, man. Where is it? I don't know. Somewhere.
Well, Glenn pretty much took the name and went and put it on That Goes Hammer anyway. So.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He made a segment out of it called Brainstorming. So I'm like, okay, cool, do it. I don't care.
Keep it alive in spirit.
He did. He made it there. So whatever.
Right.
Enjoy.
Very good. Now, I'm going to bring us up to, well, he's like, oh God, now we're,
Oh God.
Oh God. And folks, if you can't tell, Vince and I have podcasted together before.
I have no idea who you are.
Yeah. Don't tell me. Who's the man behind the screen?
Oh, yes, that's right. We did do Old School Blues together for quite some time.
Yes.
It is available.
Yes, that one you can still find me on. But the Brainstorm podcast, the one where I actually recorded episodes as I was driving home from work.
Yes. Yes.
That was an experience. Uh-oh, might be entering a dead zone, or I'm home. Let's break for 5 minutes so I can run into the house and see.
Yes. Tanker disappeared. Hold on a second.
He'll return like magic, like it never happened.
We just put you on mute.
Yeah, and again, Vince is the reason why if you like the Tavern Chat podcast, Vince is the reason why it exists, because Vince got me into podcasting. If you don't like this podcast, in which case, why the fuck are you listening? No. You can blame Vince. All right, it's all Vince.
No, yes. I take no credit, and I sign no blame.
You sound like a city employee. Sorry.
I'm trying.
But you have a new project coming up.
I do. I do have new projects coming up all the time.
Oh, he's going to wave that vague flag right now. All right, do I have to be more specific? Do I have to focus you?
Well, didn't you tell me the other day that you had found something that you didn't realize I was doing, and we were talking about that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was hinting that I need to dig into Dragon Magazine and 1E. But Vince, I will leave the announcement to you.
Well, so I've had a lot of people over the last 6, 7, 8 months, 9 months, whatever, ask me what the happened to Roll for Initiative. And the thing was that I said we retired it. We put the nail in the coffin. We got rid of Roll for Initiative. It was time. It already had one foot in the grave, and we pretty much ran it into the ground as far as listeners. We spent the season recapping the cartoon D&D episodes and trying to figure out a way how to relate those to gaming terms.
Wow.
And apparently people did not like that whatsoever, and they complained until we basically stopped doing them right in the middle. And I think at that point, people were just like, meh, and they turned off. So we had lost quite a few listeners based on that. And while we were having fun, apparently nobody was having fun listening except a small group of people. When we finally did get back on track, we did normalize again with our listenership, but it wasn't what it once was. I also noticed that we were not having fun doing the show anymore. And when you're doing a hobby and you're not having fun, what's the point of doing it? Then it becomes a job. When it becomes a job is the time you need to quit, because you're not getting paid and it's no longer a labor of love. It's called, I'm just fucking doing this because I have to and going through the motions.
Right.
So we all talked and we said, we're done. And that's when we gave that announcement and we said, after 10 years, peace out, we're done. We took RFI behind the shed and we shot it in the head and buried it in the back.
Oh. I thought at least it would have been a bit kinder, you know, like putting down your elderly sick pet, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. No. RFI shot in the head. Sorry.
Shot folks. In the head. Yep. Behind the shed. How they do it in the country, you know.
Yep.
So people were asking me, well, I miss it. And like, I had a lot of people asking me, well, you know, why, you know, this and that and why. And I explained to them and they're just like, oh, well, we miss you guys. So I'm like, yeah, fine, you know. So I was talking to you.
Yes.
And after you discovered my small little anchor podcast by accident.
I never knew.
Yeah.
Sorry.
of me talking. I started doing a little thing on Anchor.fm/TheEvilDM, just my daily little talks about things, help me organize thoughts and everything. And it's only like 2 or 3 episodes up there right now as of this recording, I think.
Right.
I have to go look. But I was talking to you. I'm like, you know what? I think it's time to re-go visit the 1E well. And you were just like, oh, yeah, okay. That's a good idea. You kind of mumbled a little bit about that. And I was just like, all right.
I mumble a lot. What can I tell you?
Yeah, you're a New Yorker. That's what you guys do. But so we talked about it. And I'm just like, you know what? I think I need to bring back the one thing that I always love, my comfort zone, and that's Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1E. So I am officially bringing back, but I'm not bringing back Roll for Initiative. That has been shot and killed. I am bringing back a new podcast called Unearthed Arcana, and that will probably be the name of it I'm going with right now, depending. It should be. I'm looking at trying to see who I can get for co-hosts.
I think you have one.
I think I have one, but that person doesn't want to be announced just yet, apparently.
Really?
I don't know.
Shall I make the announcement?
You should tell people who it will be.
Okay, folks. I apparently won't be a backseat driver on this one. I will be a co-host, which is why I'm doing a deep delve into those Dragon magazines, because if you're going to find the birthing of 1E and the processes behind it, that's where I'm going to find it. So when I get back from TotalCon, I'm going to be a bit occupied.
Yeah. You'll be occupied. All right. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
but yeah, so I'm looking for at least another one or two hosts, depending, just in case. I would like, four is much, but it also is a good number of people. And also four allows for that, hey guys, I can't make it today. Now we still have the three. So
right.
And when we did RFI with four people, and we always joked about the fourth chair was that whole, what was the name of that silly Spinal Tap drummer? Because,
oh God. And he died in his, the one choked on his own vomit. Another one spontaneously combusted. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, when we did RFI, we lost a lot of co-hosts, the fourth seed, as we called it. And when we did have four for some time, it actually did work out pretty well. So four is probably the limit. So I'm looking for people probably in the community that are interested in and want to join myself and Tankar with this. Some names have already popped up onto the list, and I've spoken to those various people, and I'm waiting for responses. But hey, there's always, you know, a chance that someone may message me after this and be like, hey, I might want to go do that.
Mr. Carter!
I will say that the show will not cater to being politically correct. I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
We're basically, when I say politically correct, we're not going to worry about being family friendly, and we're not going to worry about, we might offend somebody with something or other.
Does that mean I can make my fucking F-bombs?
Like you always fucking do?
Yes. I know that used to upset Glenn. It's like, do you know how many times I have to edit out your F-bombs? I'm like, and your fucking point is?
Yeah, I know. They used to have to. Thacko's Hammer used to get them all annoyed because every time Corey would be like, oh, fucking shit. And Glenn would be like,
you just added 30 minutes to my editing.
As long as you hit that explicit tag on iTunes or whatever, you're fine. Yep. So,
yeah.
But I understand Glenn was trying to go with the whole family-friendly tradition that we were doing originally. So,
no, I respect him for that. I respect him too, as wacky as he is sometimes. No, it was just like, Glenn, we've already agreed that we're going to be explicit, but you can't say the F word.
NC guess 17. Fucking what?
Yeah, F word is no longer. It's PG-13. So, yeah, times change.
So that's that. And I'm not sure exactly. I have to wait probably a couple weeks after Tankar comes back from Total Con, which is this week, I believe, right?
Yep. Leave tomorrow.
I have to set up a whole thing on it, and I need to figure out how to do a new graphic and probably have to look for a stupid artist.
Or a very smart one that wants to get some nice exposure.
Yeah, I have to gather up my my money and figure out how much I can offer them up because I'm not that rich. So
none of us are, sadly. None of us are.
And some of these guys are expensive. I mean, they're well worth the money, but some of them are really expensive to get a good piece of art. So
I have spent on tavern artwork for the blog side up to $500 a piece. And I have number of banners. Yeah. And then I've had artists that have just sent me work and said, do you like this? I love it. Use it. I go, what do I owe you? Use it. I'm like, okay.
We had that great artist that kind of disappeared that did the Roll for Initiative podcast banner that we have on the website now. I can't remember his name offhand because it's been probably 10 years since I've talked to him.
Well, so, yeah, so, well, Scott Ackerman did my first banner, and that was donated out of the blue. And great work, and I haven't seen anything from him in ages. Hope he's okay.
I'm not sure what happened to the person that did it. I remember that he didn't want to be involved anymore with anything to do with anything, and he was just like, yeah, you can use the artwork. That's fine. It's cool. Peace. Huh. And he kind of left.
Peace out, dude. Oh, wow. So, okay. It happens.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with us. It's just maybe he just didn't care for the community. I don't know. Whatevs.
All right, so then we're probably looking somewhere late February, I'm guessing.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Which we'll start the show and we'll, you know, go over the history. Not history, I should say. We'll just go over basically a 1E podcast from the beginning. Talking about Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1E, I know there's been a lot of people have been asking for it. So here is your chow. I don't know.
Which is, it's exciting because I came into gaming with 1E. I know a lot of people came in with one of the basic boxes. But for me, it was my friend Kenny making a phone call after my first solo adventure to call a friend to see if I leveled up because he only had the DMG. And obviously I played a fighter because the fighter was not the only class you could play without referring to the player's handbook. So no spells, no charts, roll a D20, roll a D8. You're good.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, again, folks, you've heard it here first. We have, and I say we have an upcoming AD&D 1A podcast. Tentatively titled Unearthed Arcana, but hey, you never know. But I'm excited to be a part of this. I really am. It's good times, and it's always fun riffing off Vince. Anyway,
you say ripping on or off?
Riffing off, and not ripping off either. Riffing off.
No,
I ripped off Glenn Florio. You should have seen it. I took his game that he designed and I took it away from him. I ripped it off him. No.
By the way, I should also update, since you mentioned game.
Yes.
Mazes and Perils. I know a lot of people were asking what the fuck happened. So I'll explain that real quick for those that want to know. So there's a general answer to everybody. So I don't have to keep telling individual people over and over again. And I don't mind it, but I just figure it should be out there. It's dead. I'm not going anywhere with it right now. And every time I try to revamp it or do what I wanted to do with the new edition of it, it just looks like the old edition with a bunch of new pages. And I look at it from the point of view of people who want the game and they look at it and they're just going to go, well, this just looks like something when he added like a couple pages and a couple levels. And that's not something I want out there and to be proud of. I want something out there that people look at and go, oh, this is kind of cool. Oh, he did do this. Oh, that's better. Not just, oh, all he did was add a couple levels and a couple spells and a couple monsters. And couple classes. So that's boring. I don't want that. So it sits on the shelf. It's pretty much the end of it for now. I am working on other projects, which I did talk about in my latest episode of the Evil DM podcast on anchor.fm. / the Evil DM.
Sorry. You see? No, sorry for what? That's the whole point, isn't it? It's to get your, you know, get your stuff known. And if you got an Anchor podcast, which this wouldn't exist if it weren't for Anchor, that's what you should do. See, Anchor should make it an easy way for you to share your friends list. Like all the podcasts that I listen to on Anchor, mm-hmm. should be an easy way for me to share that out. I haven't found an easy way to do that.
Yep. I haven't either, so.
Yeah. Things that I would love to see. Well, Vince, on that note, thank you for joining me today. Daka, please stop licking my fucking thumb. It's annoying. She's like, oh, daddy's finishing up. I have to thank him. Let me just lick his thumb, and then if you were bigger, you'd probably suck on it like a baby. God. It was either hold the dog or listen to her whining the whole time.
Probably pick the best thing.
Yeah, probably. Again, Vince, thank you for joining me.
Always
it feels
a pleasure.
Like old time. So yeah, it was just like, only thing is I'm not used to taking the lead in the podcast with Vince. don't take that the wrong way, Vince. I'm just saying. It's like dancing. All right. I'm used to being the playing the role of the woman, letting Vince lead. And this time we reversed it and it went well. So there.
Yeah, it went wonderful.
Vince is like, that really made me feel awkward to him saying it like that.
Kinda did, but you know. You said it, so.
Yes. Yes. Well, again, I owe Vince a lot. And if you like this podcast, you owe Vince a lot. So I'm excited to be working with Vince Florio. It will be good times.
It'll be magical.
Maybe not quite magical, like not like magical mushrooms magical, but, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, folks. As always, thank you for listening. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Oh, yeah, tomorrow I'll be talking to you from day zero of TotalCon. So figure that one out. All right, folks.
Good night.